10, Frank. Jason.
Hey, Jason. Sorry, man. It was a huge static there for a second. All I could hear was like a robot type of deal. So,
yeah, that's totally fine, man.
Yeah, like I said, man, our monthly rate
is better.
Yeah, it is. Our monthly rate is $249, Jason. It's a flat rate. There's no contract, no hidden charges. That's all you would be paying is $249 a month. Like I said, whether you get 30, 40 leads, whatever the case is, you only pay $249 a month. And that includes all the services aside, you know, putting you on the first page of Google. The only thing that you actually pay the first month, with your first month of service is a $99 programming charge. But that's only the first month. And every client that works with us pays that $99 the first month, which is a programming fee.
Yeah, I was just about to ask. I was like, I know there's going to be a setup fee, too, because that's how life is, and that's all good.
right. Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, that's a setup fee of
$99. That's how life is. This doesn't surprise me. That was already in my repertoire of questions.
Well, I mean, you've been around the block, it sounds like, a few times. You've done some of your homework, so that's good.
I've been doing this business for 17 years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's the first year of my business.
So I'm preaching to the choir here. Okay. Like I said, you know how it goes, man. Yeah, so it's actually a really decent rate, man, for all the services that we offer. You know, I mean, if it's something that, you know, is within your budget and it's something that you can do, you know, I think it's a great shot, right? We definitely deliver on what we say. We work a lot different than Angie's or Home Advisor, right? I don't like to badmouth any company, right? Because, you know, I don't think that's the way business should be done, but I can just tell you the difference, right? Like, you know, we work a little different than they do, right? We're not charging you for leads.
It would be pretty easy to badmouth a service like Angie's. But here's the thing is I find that a lot of my customer base, especially in the residential sector, really accepts that. And it was actually a lot more affordable for me for my beginning of my advertisement. I signed up for this before my business was even fully licensed. But again, that was a low budget option.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm seeing a decent amount of success from that, and I budget about $500 a month towards them. But I would like to increase my advertising budget to probably, you know, a maximum of $1,249, aka $250 a month from you guys. Seems pretty decent. I did want to ask you as well, is there any sort of, like, discount if I commit to 3 months or 6 months or anything like that, or are we just at $249 flat no matter what?
No, there is an adjustment if you commit to a six-month term. Here, let me pull that up here for you. Give me 1 second.
Please do. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Bear with me 1 second. And aside from this whole SEO thing, man, how's your day going, brother?
I mean, hey, pretty good, actually. I'm a madman. I'm doing this now because my business is so successful that I can't keep up, and I thought this was a fantastic time to advertise even further.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay.
It's like this, right? No matter what in this industry, basically October through January, they get pretty slow. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to make hay while the sun shines, and let's get some advertisement and the website and get some recognition, and hopefully that helps me fill my schedules for those dead months.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Right now, I'll be booked out till the end of September. I want to be booked out till January.
Man, it sounds like you're in it to win it. That's awesome, brother. You know, I mean,
you're goddamn right.
And you're in the right track, right? I mean, the more advertisement, I mean, you're definitely probably be booked out till next year.
That's the plan, man.
Right. So here it is. If we did a 6 month commitment, you'll basically be getting a month for free because it'd be $1,200 if you did 12 months.
Gotcha.
So it'd be about $300 less if we did, you know, the 6 month. But, you know, to be quite frank with you, I mean, it's a great route. I mean, I know that what we do works, you know, but I always tell the clients, you know what, if you want to make sure that it works, give it a try for the first 2 months, and, right, you know, and then make a decision after that, right? I'm not a price pusher or anything of that nature, man. I've never, you know, liked to work that way. I like to be very blunt and straight with my clients, you know, just like I would like to be treated.
Right.
And, you know, I would say that as well for you, Jason. I mean, try it out. You know what? In a month or two, we'll touch bases again, and then, you know, we'll still apply that that rate to give you a discount, you know, if you decide to jump on a 6 month or a year term.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of thinking, honestly, when I made this phone call, it was between you guys and one other company. As far as I can see, it seems like y'all are pretty much offering me the same exact stuff, and your rate is better. So that kind of puts you in the lead there, brother.
All right. Jason, what's your last name, if you don't mind me asking? I don't have that.
It's Schematic. That's going to be Schematek. I think we're going to go ahead and pull the trigger on this. I'm sorry, I forgot your name. I need to write this down on my notebook here.
No, it's okay. It's Mario. M-A-R-I-O. Like Super Mario, right? Everybody here at work calls me Super Mario.
I'm literally wearing a Super Mario Brothers shirt right now. You'd think I'd
remember. I would have to see it to believe it, honestly. I don't know if you're pulling my leg there.
I'm like, can I text you to this number? I swear to God, I'll take a selfie right now.
Here, I would like to show that in our company in our next meeting, especially if, you know, you sign up with us today. That'd be here. Hold on, let me send you a text message from my personal phone number. You're not kidding, are you?
I'm not, dude. I know. That's why I threatened to send you a selfie just now.
Alright, hold on. I've never done this before, just so you know. You'll be the only dude that has my actual cell phone number.
Don't worry, I won't blow you up, Mario. You're all good. I'm like, that's too funny.
All right, it's a 661 area code, so I back when I lived in...
down LA, basically.
The LA area, correct. Look at you, already know, yep.
Yeah, I go out to California all the time. I did here. Let's see. Oh, God, I forgot I have this stupid film on my work phone. Hold on. We got to take off my case and then we'll send it right to you. This is great. You're making me laugh a lot right now. All right.
No, this is going to be classic, man. I'm literally going to show this to our team when we are at a company meeting and be like, hey, look, I talked to a guy named Jason. He signed up with us, and guess what he was wearing? And I think it's going to get... I think it's going to make a lot of people laugh, man, for sure. Did you get it? I said, hey, bud, it's Mario.
I did, yeah. No, I had to take off my case. I have, like, this stupid construction case. It won't let me take selfies. I was like, we're going to fix that.
Jason, your last name is S-H-E or S-C-H?
S-H-E.
M-A.
There you go. There's me. M-A-S-K.
I mean, okay, I got it right. Oh, snap.
I told you, bro. I'm just working from home today, man. I'm in my shorts and my whatever shirt, and it was happened to be my Super Mario shirt.
Oh, snap. Hey, brother, you know what?
You got me to at least sign up for 1 to 2 months right now, so we're gonna.
Hey, I'm gonna. If you don't mind, I'm definitely like to keep working with you on your account, you know. And I think we're gonna be buds for a while, brother.
You sold it. You sold it right there, dude. I was like, he goes, let me see that selfie. Yeah, we're done. It's deal sealed, bro. Let's get this shit out.
Wow. That's crazy, man. I've never. Okay, I really thought you were just, I don't want to use that word, but I thought you were just pulling my leg. This guy's just effing with me. I'm like, come on now.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty neat, bro. I got to tell you.
Yeah, I'm an old school nerd.
Wow, old school with you right there, brother. How old are you, man? You look about 35, 40.
40, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, me too, brother. 41. Jason at fencelinkllc.com. Is that good?
That's me, yeah. And that's going to be my website as well if you want to check that out. It's always under update here. We're just
crashing
together on Squarespace. But I think we did a half-decent job.
No. Okay. 3950 and a half, 69th Street in Sacramento. Does that sound right?
That is correct.
Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. Let's see here. Where's your last name from, Jason? I never heard of that before.
It's Polish.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. All right. And I have to ask the next question. I mean, does it mean we're not able to assist with CEO? Obviously, we can. But are you licensed, Jason, or are you still not licensed?
No, I'm licensed.
Okay, perfect. All right. Insured as well?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And I know it's a silly question, but we are in California, Jason, so preferred language, English, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We are in California, dude. I'm like, look, I hang out with people that speak Spanish, speak Chinese, that speak Japanese. I love it. That's why I'm in California.
Yeah, man, we, you know, I come from a Hispanic background, obviously, but yeah, we have you know, nowadays in California, if you can't speak Spanish, sometimes you can't get around, man.
Dude, tell me about it. I'm like, my Spanish is barely enough, man. I'm like, you know, how much is this, and how do I go to the bathroom? And then, of course, I know a couple words for fence, and that's about it. But I always mix up my fences with portas. I have gate for door for it's rough, man.
I try.
Strong.
I'm sure you can order food, though, right?
Oh, hell yeah. I can order food in Chinese.
Oh, okay.
But I can't speak any Chinese. I know the names of the food.
That's hilarious.
You got to know how to order the food, bro.
Jason,
that's the most important.
On the first page of Google, what time do you want it to show that you're available to take phone calls?
My business hours are currently listed as 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay, hold on. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m., 5 p.m., no holidays. Okay.
That's it.
And then how far are you willing to travel for the client?
So my service area, that's why I said this is kind of a tricky question, because it's not really so much of a radius of where I am. My service area is actually all the way up Highway 80 to Colfax.
Oh, okay. What do you think that range is, roughly?
I mean, it's, again, if you look at Rockland,
smack
dab in the middle of Grass Valley and Sacramento, basically, it's about a 30-mile radius, 30 to 35-mile radius from Rockland.
Okay. I'm going to put the marketing 40 miles out for you, brother. I'm going to make that now.
Okay.
You know,
let's do that.
Yeah. So.
And then it's kind of weird, too, because, like, I really won't go that far west. So, for example, I'll go as far as Davis.
Dave, okay, gotcha. Okay.
That's about as far west or east
as
I'm willing to go. What is your website?
www.fencelink?
Yeah, fencelinkllc.com.
Okay.
Now, somebody's holding fencelink.com captive, and I don't want to pay the $5,000 they're asking.
That's a lot, man. If you ever need a website with the service, believe it or not, I mean, our operations team can create a new website for you if you ever needed one, by the way.
No, I was going to ask about that in the future, so I appreciate that.
Okay. And then the other question, do you have a business Facebook account or you don't?
I do not, know.
Okay, so we'll get one for you.
Okay, sure. That's something that I haven't had the time to do and navigate through Facebook and all that stuff.
No, allow our IT guys, you know, to do that.
And that's going to be included in my 249 then?
That is correct.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. Tomorrow you will get a call from the IT personnel, part of our operations team, tomorrow, Thursday. You know, they're the ones that are going to get all the information, the licensing, everything they need to get the ball rolling. That call does take about 30, 40 minutes, Jason. Time do you, you know, what would be a good time where you can spare about 30, 40 minutes?
You know, let's go ahead and try to make it around this same time, like 11 through noon. If we make it around lunchtime, that'll be easiest for me.
Okay. Let me double check I have that available. I don't want to promise you something and then it's not open.
Appreciate that, Mario.
No, anytime, brother. All right. I do have a 10 a.m. and an 11 a.m.
Do the 11 then.
11, okay.
Because I'm going to have to, I have to do material runs and get to the field tomorrow, so I probably won't even be to the job site till 11, so that'll work out.
Hey, where'd you get that shirt from, brother?
I think I got this from Old Navy, actually.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, if everything's ever work out and everything gets great, man, you owe me one of those shirts, brother.
I actually have two of these. I have one in white, too. My one in white was fading, so I bought the gray one.
Only problem, I'm about two times your size, so that's going to be an issue.
Most people are, dude. I'm coming in at 150 pounds at 5'7". I'm not a very big person to be in the construction industry, but...
I'm six. Yeah, you ready for this one? Six 6'1", 340.
you're about the same size as my business partner then. He's lost a little bit of weight. He's probably down to 300 now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I work with a big boy.
There you go. Okay. Thursday 17. It's gonna
Hey, nothing wrong with that, bro.
It's all good, man. You know, I mean, it is what it is.
Sometimes I'd be jelly of y'all, but man, you know, you'd be on the other side, like, oh, I want to be bigger. You'd be bigger, you're probably like, man, I want to be smaller.
Yeah, man, believe me, man, if I could be smaller, man, I'll totally, if you have a wand, hit me with it, bro, you know?
No, that's where I'm at. We'll trade, right? I need, like, 3 more inches and, like, another 100 pounds.
On the picture, you look a lot taller than 5'7", brother.
That's because I angle the phone upward, right?
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. All right. And I got to secure the account. Jason, there's a security question. You have to choose anytime we call you or you call us. First one's going to be your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name. You get to choose one of those.
I get to choose one of those, huh? Well, then we'll do the city I was born in.
All right. Go ahead.
Los Angeles.
What part of LA are you from?
I was originally from, I was actually born on the Kaiser Foundation off Hollywood Boulevard. But I only lived there until I was 2, and then I was raised in Pennsylvania. I was actually raised in the Pittsburgh area, Pennsylvania, which is where I got my last name.
Oh, you're PA, huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. I was born and raised in LA, and I moved out. But you know, I was West Hollywood area. That's where I was born.
Oh yeah, okay. Because I mean, right now, I got step family, like basically my stepsister is in Echo Park, and then my aunt lives in San Francisco.
Oh,
Florida.
Echo Park. That's the little tough neighborhood there, man.
right. Hey, Echo Park ain't that bad now, dude. I mean, if you think about Echo Park, like, what, 20 years ago, it used to be
dude. I'm talking about 15, 20 years ago, Echo Park. It was,
Dude, Echo Park's practically tourists now. People be going there to check out the Charmed House and the Thriller House, you know? It's a tourist destination now, bro.
Yeah,
the lake and the little swan boats are still chilling. They're looking good. I got my aunt. My aunt's like Santa Clarita. I got uncle in Taft and grandparents in Bakersfield. So a lot of my family is still out here in Cali. So it's a good excuse to get out.
And you're all the way in Sacramento, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not gonna live in Bakersfield. I can't really afford L.A.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. 100%.
And all of my woman's family, that's all, you know, San Jose Bay Area, right?
That's right.
Can't really afford that.
I can't
really
afford
that
Bay,
stuff
man.
Either. So here I am, Sacramento.
You know what? I what's one of the other real big expensive ones. San Diego, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Man, I haven't been to San Diego in ages. That's usually it. Like I like I said, I go up and down California literally twice a year. I'll be honest, I usually stop around LA and I don't normally go much further north than Chico, Red Bluff, Grass Valley, Truckee, that kind of area. So
no, gotcha.
That's pretty much my stopping ground.
Ah, okay. Okay. Mm. Yeah, man. Thanks for sending that picture, brother. You have no idea what that's gonna the you know what that actually made my day, bro. That was
that's great, dude.
Yeah, that's
happy to do
awesome.
It. Back to business here. So now the information in the call you're talking about doing tomorrow, Mario.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be providing what my license number. What else are they gonna need from me here? So
they're
sure
probably gonna ask
ready.
You. It's the IT department. I mean. They're going to give you a few days to gather the information they need, but they're going to ask you for, pictures, anything that you know, they need for the intake, the license, the insurance, information to the to your website, you know, if we're going to be promoting that, and then pictures you want us to upload to the Facebook page, since we're going to be doing that for you.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. All of that's going to be included on there, so it's pretty neat, man. It's going to be
cool.
Pretty
yeah. I was like, in the meantime, too, you know, we'll rip. I've got a pretty extensive gallery right now up on the
Squaresoft nice.
Page here. Yeah. So we can rip some off of those, and then I'm always taking pictures, so we'll have plenty more.
No, all I got to collect from you now is the most important thing, brother. The money.
The money. The money. Absolutely.
Whenever you're ready, brother. And, oh, wait, that email you sent me, you have access to that, right? Because I'm going to send confirmation over to that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Go ahead when you're ready.
Okay, so we are 4246.
Okay, 4246. It's a Visa, then, I'm assuming.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
3153.
3153.
7255.
7255.
4863.
Expiration?
That's 628.
Okay, and then the security code, brother.
333.
Oh, that's nice. 333. Okay.
Yeah, right. Easy enough. The only one I can remember. Yeah, no, you got me on the rate in the month to month. I completely thought the same thing that you pitched me as part of your sales thing, which is like, look, man, I'll sign up for this for 2 months and we'll see what's good.
Yeah, man, you know what? It's
if we
like
it from there, we'll go with a more advanced rate, you know,
yeah,
like a 6 month rate or something like that.
It's a fair thing to do for the client, man. You know, to tell the customer, oh yeah, man, jump on board for a year and lock you into a contract, and then what happens at that point if the client's not happy with what we're doing, right? I mean, I don't think that's the case because most of our clients are with us long term, but you never know. I mean, it could be that one client just, you know, didn't like the service or whatever the case is, right?
Yeah.
So I always recommend, hey, try it out. I know you're going to like it, but if you don't, then you have the option to say, hey, you know what? I don't want to continue paying you guys. That's simple.
Yeah. I mean, for me, you know, it's all going to be results-based, right? It's basically, I'm going to get
absolutely.
A new lead. I'm going to say,
absolutely.
Hey, where did you hear from me? If they say
yep.
Google, then,
absolutely.
You know, you guys get a check mark in your column. If for some reason I feel like I'm not quite getting as much of that as I anticipated, which seems unlikely. I mean, you know how easy it is to make back this advertising fee. I'm not going to front. It's literally, I sell one job from Google, and I've paid for you guys.
There you
one.
Go, man. You know what? Believe it or not, some people don't understand or comprehend that aspect of things.
Right, yeah, no, totally. Like I said, I budget $500 a month right now just for Angie leads. I typically don't spend that much, but it's the same thing. If I sell literally one job, I'm going to net the $500 and just break even on that advertisement service. And in exchange, I get, you know, people recognizing my name, recognizing my work.
Gotcha. Okay, 1 second, brother. I'm just processing everything.
No worries. I'm just ranting at you, making your job harder. I appreciate it.
All right, there we go. All right, here we go, here we go, here we go again. All right. All right, I just got to read the verification script to you. I'm sure you're familiar with that. It's company thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Brother, I'm telling you, man, I'm not trying to, you know, be a brown you-know-what, and you know, but I just wish clients knew how everything worked like you do. Man, that would make my job so much easier, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Well, like I said, I'm a realist. I've been in this business for a while, and while I've never, you know, opened up my own advertising campaign as I'm doing right now, I've seen every other side of it. You know what I mean? I've seen every other side. I know how the numbers work. I know how the books work. Easy peasy.
No, okay. Well, brother, if you ever need a job, man, you hit me up, and, you know, we'll definitely, someone like you, be a great fit for us.
So what you're telling me is if my company ever crashes the ground, you know,
don't say that. Come on, man. I would never wish that upon you, brother.
I'm like, I literally own this company. You know that, right, Mario? If I'm looking for a job, shit's gone bad, bro.
Gotcha.
I appreciate it.
Man, that's funny, brother. Okay. All right, here we go. Before I process the payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification, recording the reason because I have a discounted pre-agreement for you, and as an added form of protection, we'll send this to you in writing via your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor. Stop me, ask me to review it with you, and I'll be more than happy to do so. Just want to make sure we have a clear understanding before we process the transaction. Okay.
Got it.
Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance, and also to outline the service agreement you will receive with Local Splash, and it also works as an added form of protection for you. To ensure accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of the business?
FenceLink LLC.
Thank you, sir. Can you please state your name and the title with the business?
I am Jason Shemasik, co-founder and operations director.
Perfect. I like that title, to be quite frank. Co-founder, operations director. Nice.
I made it up myself. Thank you very much.
Whatever it is, it sounds like someone in an extreme high position. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of this company?
Yes.
Okay. Are you an authorized party on this billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also involved in this campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you might see calls from third parties that is not Local Splash. This is why we provided that security question for you. Make sure that what you verify when it starts calling, we will ask you for that question and vice versa. Okay.
Got it.
Do you also agree to be responsive to our calls and emails that come from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
No worries. That call, if we ever call you, will come from a 877-635 customer service number. We ask that you save that number under your contacts under Local Splash. Also, do you agree to be in hiring Local Splash, I'm sorry, as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term today, which is July 17th, will be processed in the non-refundable amount of $348. When this payment reoccurs August 18th, it will be for $249. That's going to be the recurring payment. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, so you are able to discontinue this agreement at any time if you're not satisfied. You would simply do that by speaking to an agent. at the 877-635-6225 number. Only thing we ask is to prevent charges from the next month. You give us a call 3 days prior to the renewal date.
Gotcha. So we're on auto-renew every month then, correct?
Correct.
And,
correct.
And my auto-renew date is going to be the 70?
17. Month so to August month? 17. Okay. Month to month, correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah, 249
gotcha.
Only.
Thank you.
And then lastly, do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, let's find out what the cancellation terms are. That's very important.
The cancellation terms is that there's no fee involved with canceling, and you can cancel any time that you like. You know,
that's very easy to agree to.
Yeah. Nah, man, I think you're going to like it, Jason. I'm not saying that just to say it. I think me and you hit it off pretty well. I mean, regardless whether you would have got this today or not, I mean, see, I'm not sitting here working off a commission like a lot of the other guys where, you know, it hurts them when you don't get a service. With us, my salary doesn't change, right? I wish sometimes it did. I'd probably be a lot more appreciative.
Yeah. But, no, hey, I actually appreciate you disclosing that. To me, that means a lot. I've been in sales-based positions the majority of my life. And I'll tell you what, dude, I'd rather get paid a flat fee than commission all day, every day, because very much I think you and I might share the same personality type in this regard. When I'm selling something to somebody, I can sell it because I believe in it. When I'm selling something on a commission, I'm just trying to make that skrill. I don't necessarily believe in what I'm selling.
There you go.
I'm just trying to make extra money. So.
And that's what sets us aside, man, from the competition, because you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, the pay is great. I mean, anytime
that's all that matters, man. You got to get paid and be comfy, you know.
Anytime
absolutely.
You live in California and you're working somewhere, you better be getting paid good, because you know it's not damn cheap to live here. You know.
Yeah, otherwise, what the hell are you still doing in California? Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
You better move to down the southern states if you want to.
Yeah, right.
You know, for the most part, I'm a straight shooter with people, and sometimes I know people have dealt with so many, you know, calls, you know, of such, and people trying to sell them SEO services, and business owners get fed up because they're always speaking to that guy that wants to make a commission, and oh yeah, and you're gonna have this, and you're gonna have that, and at the end of the day, you know, it's all a bunch of baloney just to get the sale, man. You know,
I think
so.
To be honest with you, Mario, I think you're the first person that I've talked to about this. I don't think ever once during this conversation you were like, and if you sign up today, you just presented me facts, and I appreciated that a lot.
Well, like I said, brother, if at some point maybe they say, hey, Mario, if somebody signs up, we're going to give you an extra $200, then I'll probably be more.
You might try a little harder. This is natural. That's
I'd be like, Jason, what are you thinking, man? Sign up today.
That's truth.
You know.
That's truth right there, bro. Facts.
But anyhow, brother, you're going to get an email soon about, you know, maybe 5 minutes. It's going to be our terms and conditions. It's basically going over what me and you discussed, right?
Okay.
It's going to give you our – it's going to say terms of experience. Once you receive that, just do me a favor. On the bottom of that, you're just going to scroll all the way down. You can go over it if you want. Obviously, it's just going over the information me and you discussed. You're probably going to see other pricings on there that has nothing to do with you because you are on a flat $249 rate.
Gotcha.
When you hit the bottom of that, there's going to be two little squares. One square is going to say that you're okay with us texting you anytime we need to, and the other one's going to say that you agree to the terms and condition. And then right under that, there's going to be a little orange square, which you need to type your name in and then hit send back to us. Once you do that, that's going to allow you access to your dashboard, and then it's going to allow the operations team to see that you completed it. If you have any issues completing that, make sure you address it tomorrow when you get the phone call. What time did we say you're getting the call at?
I think 11 it was, right?
11, yeah. Hold on. Let me put that in there before I forget, and then you don't. Bear with me here. So that way
I got to do the same thing. I could tell you something right now if I don't write it down. Look, I forgot your name in the beginning of the conversation. So.
It's all good, Jason. I only remember yours in front of my screen.
Right, yeah, that'll help. I was like, oh, I should have wrote it down. I'm like taking notes of all the companies, writing down who I talked to. I forgot to write your name down. All right, here we go. That one's access your dashboard. Actually, I got two of them. Initial invoice.
Yeah, that's going to be it. Initial invoice. That's the one.
That's the one I'm looking for.
Yeah,
okay.
That's the one you're looking for. That's the one. Once you're going to hit that link, and then it's going to say something of a terms of experience or terms and conditions, if I'm not mistaken. And
it sent me to log in.
Okay. Send you straight to log in. It's not giving you any other detail?
No, you know what? That's because there's a link right before the bottom link. That's why.
Oh, okay. Yeah, click on that one. There we go.
Yeah, got you.
Yeah, then you're going to get another email I just sent right now. I just send you another one right now. That one's inviting you to the appointment tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Mike, we might as well just get these taken care of now. Jason Shamasik, 717. SMS.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is
the
18.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I scheduled 7:18, 11 a.m.
All right, so I guess that would have taken there then. That should be good to go.
All right, hold on. Let me check. I'll double check here. It tells me right now if we got it and you're good to go. Let's see. Bear with me 1 second. God, after I get done with you, I get to go to lunch for an hour. I don't know what I'm going to get, but I am hungry, man.
It's about where I'm at right now. I got to figure out what to order here. Yeah, try not to get anything stupid like, you know, boba and chicken. The default.
I got it, brother. You're all set, man. That's awesome. Thank you for completing that. It's, you know, right off the top here. And I'm gonna send you, let me know if you, I'm going to text you my information.
Okay.
Jason, if you want to deal with me and only me, that's perfectly fine, too. If anybody ever calls you, aside from the operations team, obviously, don't say, no, I don't want to talk to you guys. Send me tomorrow. I don't know. I couldn't do their job, unfortunately. Those guys are like the computer wizards, just like you. You know, those guys are, you know, the guys that you have to speak with. But aside from that, if you ever get another call, man, you can say, hey, let me talk to Mario, and I'll be more than happy.
Well, here's what I'm thinking, too, Mario. If I, you know, moving forward, if this is something that's within your capacity in your job role here, if I ever need to make changes to my account or anything like that, let's deal with you directly.
Yeah, absolutely. What I'm not able to make them, but I'm able to send the information over, right?
Okay.
I would say that when you speak to the agent tomorrow, save their number as well, because that's going to be the operations person. It's a huge team on the ops team that does all the changes. So I don't have that access. I wish I did, right? I mean, we are in the account side where we create accounts, and then, you know, we send it over all to what – I don't like to use the word nerd, but those are like the computer
guys. Yeah, all the nerds,
guys.
Right, I get you.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm also a nerd. I just happen to be in the construction industry. It's the duality of human. Why do you think I'm wearing a Mario Brothers shirt, man?
Hey, man, I'll wear that shirt any day, brother.
I'm not even a nerd.
I would wear that shirt any day of the week, man. But anyhow, brother, you are all set. Welcome to the local Splash family, brother. I think you're going to be quite happy. Again, I will be more than happy to work with you. Send me a text. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me, on that 877 number that says, hey, this is Mario.
The one you just texted on?
Yeah, the one I just texted you on. The easiest way, if you need my help, text me, because I'm on the phones all day long. And sometimes people try to call me, and it just sends you to my voicemail, and God knows I hardly check that thing.
Totally.
I hope they didn't hear that, because it's being recorded. I'm supposed to be checking it.
Well, what you're trying to tell me is, you know, you'll check it if I call you, obviously.
There you go. See? That's,
I get it. No, I understand.
Thank you, brother.
If we've developed that repertoire, we're personal.
There
now,
you go.
So
there you go. So if you shoot me a text message, I get that notified, and I can check it when I have time, right?
Okay.
If you ever need my help, just a quick text. Hey, Mario, give me a call, and then I'll call you as soon as I become available. And
I appreciate it.
We can address it that way. But anyhow, you're all set on our end. Jason, again, welcome to the local Splash family, brother. I would say, you know, like you said, give it about 2 months, you know, and see how we're doing. and then, you know, and then make your decision. But I think overall, man, I think you're going to be pretty happy. I think what, you know, you want is to stay busy, and that's going to be the mm-hmm. objective.
Absolutely. And Mario, I appreciate your help once again, man. Go enjoy your lunch.
I will, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 11 a.m. You have a good one, brother. And again, it was a pleasure, man.
And, yeah, you too.
And lastly, take.
Oh, and I owe you a shirt. Man.
Yeah, and thanks
I owe you
for the
a shirt,
brother.
Yeah, no worries, dude.
I'm definitely. I'm not lying to you when I say I'm going to bring that picture up in our meeting, man. That's classic, man.
Oh, that's hilarious. Enjoy it.
Have a good one, brother.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye.